Hey, all you big time rushers, welcome to Big Time Podcast, the Big Time Rush Rewatch Podcast, where we'll talk about the show, the band, the songs, and everything Big Time Rush related. It's the only life you got, so you gotta live it big time. This is Big Time Podcast. What's up, Big Time Rushers? Welcome to Big Time Podcast. I'm your host, Carly Mueller, and this is the podcast for everything Big Time Rush. Today, guys, we are on episode 4, Big Time Bad Boy. So this is season 1, episode 4, written by Laser Sarek and directed by Joe Menendez. So here's a summary of the episode. The record company CEO thinks adding a fifth band member will broaden Big Time Rush's appeal and six the guys with a self-proclaiming bad boy who tries to inject to the tension within the group. So this is the episode where they want to add a bad boy in the band and they bring in this random guy named Wayne into the group. Then there's talks of maybe kicking out one of the other four. That was dumb. I'm dumb. Okay, big time trivia! So guys, this is Kendall Schmidt's favorite episode because he acts like a bad boy. This was a fun for him to play, and because he stated that in real life, he's not even close to a bad boy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Really cute. Good guy. This is the character Buddha Bob's first appearance on the show. Buddha Bob is the maintenance man, the janitor of Palm Woods, and Buddha Bob is played by Darren Norris. Darren Norris is a very well-known voice actor, so best roles he's done is on Fairly Odd Parents. He plays Cosmo and Timmy's dad. Timmy's dad is actually my favorite character on the Fairly Odd Parents. I love him so much. Darren Norris also plays Gordy on Ned's Declassified, who's the janitor at the middle school. So that if you recognize Darren Norris, that's probably where you recognize him from. So this is the last appearance of Spencer Locke as Jennifer Number 2. Spencer Locke only played Jennifer Number 2 for 4 episodes, and she'll get replaced by an actress named Kelly Goss in the episode Big Time Dance. We haven't gotten there yet, but we'll talk about her when we do get there. So I mentioned before, Big Time Rush gets introduced to a bad boy, and his name is Wayne. Wayne is played by Matt Angel. Really obscure reference right here. If you watch DC's Legends of Tomorrow, he played George Lucas in that episode where they time back. Of course they time travel. The whole thing is they time travel. They time travel back to save George Lucas so he can create Star Wars. I don't know. But then he also played, if you remember in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, this episode was called First Day of High School. He plays that guy that beats up Zack because Zack was like flirting with his girlfriend. That's Wayne. Yes, I'm full of fun facts. Also in this episode, Griffin says that he would never let his daughter date a bad boy. This is reference to Griffin's daughter, who is Mercedes Griffin, and she will be a character coming up soon in future episodes. So that was my big time trivia I have for you guys. If you guys ever think of some big time trivia or I miss something in an episode, definitely hit me up on Instagram, message me through that, and I definitely will add it to next episode. Okay, let's watch this episode. Big Time Bad Boy. So the episode opens up with the guys in the studio and they're singing The City Is Ours. This is the first time that the song The City Is Ours is featured in the TV series, which is, I like this song a lot. And then at the end, Logan goes, woo, and he smacks Carlos in the face. So Gustavo comes into the studio and he tells the guys that the band is missing something. They are missing a key rock and roll ingredient. And he tells them they're missing the bad boy. One of them has to be the bad boy of the group, kind of the rebel. And Gustavo then thinks it should be Kendall. And Kendall's like, wait, no, I'm not a bad boy. And Kendall is very shocked by this. And he says, Gustavo, why do we need a bad boy? And then Kelly holds out her phone and then spins around a picture, like a headshot of Griffin. And it's a voicemail that says, Gustavo, the band needs to have a bad boy. Bye. And then that was the voicemail he left him. Great. Gustavo's like, Griffin's been driving me crazy. The bad boy is a tradition in rock and roll. And so then they go in the hall and he's showing them all these posters of bands. And he shows them the bad boy and how in each picture there's one and his back's turned to his friend. And then they say how it's like, but there only can be one bad boy. We tried that with bad boys. And they're all backs are turned and he's like, they've never sold a single CD. And then Kendall's like, but we're best friends. We'll never turn our backs on each other. And all the guys are like, yeah, never gonna happen. And then Gustavo drops them another rock and roll secret. The bad boy is the most popular in the band, makes the most money, and dates the hottest models. So then Carlos, Logan, and James are all like, wait, no, I can be bad. I can be bad. And then they all go, look at my back. Look at my back. Look at my back. I think that's funny. Anyway. We're back at the Palmwoods, and Katie is by the pool. She's playing poker with the hotel staff, and Mrs. Knight's like, no, no, keep all your money. Don't take the money. Mrs. Knight's like, you need a friend. And then Katie's like, I have the hotel staff. And she's like, no, you need a girlfriend. And so she's like, how about that nice girl, Molly? And then this girl named Molly, who's about Katie's age, comes into the screen, and she's this blonde little girl, and she's got pigtails, cute little dress, ribbons in her hair, she's holding a lollipop, and then she skips away, and Katie's like, ooh, I don't like her. And then Mrs. Knight says, Katie, you can't judge people right away without getting to know them. You can really hurt people that way. And then we turn back and we see Buddha Bob for the first time. And he's holding an axe and it's got this like red stuff on it. Somebody's legs laying by the couch. So it looks like he just chopped up somebody and he looks like an axe murderer. And then Mrs. Knight freaks out. She grabs Katie. They run away. And it turns out Buddha Bob was just cutting a jelly donut in half for Mr. Bitters. So then at the apartment, two policemen come up and they inform Katie that it wasn't an axe murderer. It was just the groundskeeper cutting a donut. And then Mrs. Knight says, were the cops here? What are they saying? And Katie says, the axe murderer is on the loose. And then the boys enter the apartment. They're all dressed in black. They're wearing sunglasses, except for Kendall, because James, Carlos, and Logan are trying to be bad boys. So James is like in a tank top, you guys. And we can see his arms. Oh my god, his arms are perfect. Ugh, James. Ugh, good times, good times. Oh my god, his arms. They look great. Kendall's like, one of us has to be a bad boy, according to Gustavo. But then Mrs. Knight's like, but you're all nice boys. And I think that's so cute. And then she tells Kendall about the axe maniac on the loose. And then Katie holds up a sign behind her and it says, no, there's not. And this is kind of like the beginning of the random sign holding that happens throughout the series. Where most famous one is like, be disgusting. That's a big one. And so yeah, that was the first sign of the sign holding. So Kendall's like, well, be careful, Mom. Don't worry. And then, sorry. Oh God. Oh, how much I love this show. It's scary. The other three guys, they go, we want pizza now, like to show that they're bad boys. And then Mrs. Knight turns around and gives them this look and they're like, no, wait, so no, sorry. Sorry. Don't be rude to Mama Knight. So now Gustavo is kind of like hosting bad boy auditions and the three of them walk in. They're all wearing black. Carlos is in a leather jacket. James has a bandana on, of course. And so the first thing, Carlos tries to break a board with his head. He does it, but then he passes out. James tries to rap and he's wearing a grill. And Gustavo's like, no, that's weird. And then Logan tries to dance and it's really awkward. Gustavo's like, no, and decides, well, that makes Kendall the bad boy. And he goes, you're gonna have to start wearing black clothing and talk deeper and slower, which I don't know why that makes you a bad boy, but whatever. And Kendall goes, oh, so you mean I have to be fake? I'm terrible at faking. But as every move Kendall makes, James is like copying, I notice. But Kendall said he's bad at faking. And Gustavo's like, no, you're not bad. Kelly's bad at faking. I can always tell when she's lying to me. And then Kendall goes, I don't want our band to be fake. And Gustavo's like, your band? This is my band. And you're telling me that you're gonna ignore me and Griffin, the record company, and not be our bad boy? And Kendall's like, yeah, pretty much. And Gustavo's like, well, that makes you a bad boy by not doing what you're told. And so Griffin shows up and he goes, why isn't his back turned to the rest of them? Because to indicate you're the bad boy, you turn your back to your friends. Anyway, and Gustavo says, because he won't do what I say, which makes him a bad boy. And then Griffin said, well, I wanted a bad boy. And then James, Logan, and Carlos are like, well, we can be bad. And James puts his grill back on. Logan puts the sunglasses on. And then Carlos breaks a piece of wood on his head and falls down. And then Griffin tells the guys and Gustavo, a bad boy is someone who parents won't let their daughters date. And Griffin says, I would let my daughter date any of these boys. Which is an indicator to some future episodes where we do meet Griffin's daughter, Mercedes Griffin. So Griffin says he has solved this problem because he hired a bad boy. Griffin has hired a bad boy named Wayne Wayne. And this guy comes in wearing like this big oversized jacket, chain, sunglasses, sideways hat, the saggy, the cartoonish version of what you think a bad boy would be. And Wayne Wayne comes in. He's also wearing these two like big W's on his fingers. And they're just like these gaudy rings, you know? And they have these W's, and every time he's like, Wayne Wayne, he goes, W, Wayne Wayne. And he's a huge dork. And Griffin's like, isn't he bad? And Kelly's like, yeah, he's bad. I mean, but bad, like in a good way, bad, but great. And she's like stuck in this lie, and Gustavo's like, shh. So then Griffin fist bumps him, and he's like, Griff, Griff, out. Wayne Wayne turns to the guys. James says, hi, I'm in. Wayne Wayne stops him, and he goes, you're wasting your time. So we've established that Wayne Wayne likes to double everything he says. And he gets up in their face, and he's like, I'm here to take Big Time Rush to the next level. I'm not here to make friends. So you either step on or step off the Wayne Wayne train. And he goes, Wayne Wayne, out, out. And he leaves and he shoves by Kelly and Gustavo. The guys are like, we don't like him. And Gustavo's like, yes, you do. He has a contract. And he's also staying at Palm Woods. So be good boys and make friends with Wayne Wayne. And Carlos wakes up because he fell on the floor from earlier from hitting his head with the piece of wood. And he's like, wait, this is Wayne Wayne. And then we're at the apartment, and there's a knock at the door. Mrs. Knight's like, it's Molly, not the axe murderer. And she opens the door, and Molly's in a cute little bow. She's haired braids, pigtail braids, that is, and she's blowing bubbles. But guys, the dress that Molly wears is actually really cute. I know it's meant for a little girl, but just like the style, the colors, the print, it's very cute. So Mrs. Knight's like, Katie, Molly's here. And Katie's hiding in the bathroom playing video games. But she says, oh, I don't feel good. So she can fake her way out of... So she can fake her way out of a play date with Molly. And Mrs. Knight's like, okay, Molly, maybe not today. And Molly says, okay. And she skips away because she's a sweet little girl. And Katie rushes out of the bathroom. She's like, is she gone? Mrs. Knight's like, I know you were playing video games in there. And Katie's just convinced. She's like, Mom, there's something wrong with her. But Mrs. Knight still doesn't want her to judge people before she gets to know them. And Katie's like, well, you don't know about the axe murderer. He could have just been the groundskeeper who really liked donuts. And then Mrs. Knight says, listen, I think I know the difference between an axe murderer and a donut enthusiast. Great line. Great script. She makes Katie take the trash out with her, and she has a hockey stick. They go to take the trash out, and then they see Buddha Bob throwing these quote-unquote bodies into the dumpster. She freaks out, grabs Katie, and then Bitters comes in and goes, no, I want you to store the mannequins in the basement. So it turns out they weren't bodies. He was just throwing mannequins in the dumpster. And then we head to the Palmwoods pool, and we see the three Jennifers on a pool chair, and Wayne Wayne is bench pressing them while they're sitting on there, and they're like, go Wayne Wayne, which I don't understand why the Jennifers would be into him. He's much more dorkier than the other guys, so I don't understand why they're like, oh, this guy's so cool, we're gonna talk to him, but then completely ignore Big Time Rush. Ridiculous. So we pan over to the guys, and James says, first he joins our band without our permission, and Carlos says, and then he steals our girls. I mean, they weren't our girls to begin with, and they'd ignore us, but still. And Logan says, we need to get rid of him. Kendall, can you go get rid of him? Because we're all scared of him. Kendall says, we're a band, and we're gonna do this together because we're not gonna let this one guy, we're not afraid of some loudmouth, a backwards-headed, droopy-pants-wearing guy. And they're like, shh, Kendall. And Wayne Wayne was right behind him and heard him all and heard everything he said. And Kendall goes, oh, he's right behind me, isn't he? And he turns around and Wayne Wayne goes, you want trouble, Kendork? Ooh, good burn, Wayne Wayne. You got him. And Kendall stands up for the band and he says, listen, we've decided there's only room for four in Big Time Rush. And then Wayne Wayne calls Griffin and the boys agree with me. There only should be four in the band. And he goes, great, we'll figure out which one goes tomorrow in the studio. So it turns out they're gonna kick somebody out of the band because there's only gonna be four in Big Time Rush. And then they're like, we're not scared of you. we're going to stick together. But then Wayne says in his contract, he gets a posse, and then these four big tough guys come out of nowhere, and that's his posse. And Wayne says, scared now? And they're like, oh, yeah. So now they're scared. Wayne's got this huge posse, and the boys think their band is in trouble. So the guys are watching Wayne at the pool, and his posse throws somebody in the pool so Wayne can sit in that chair. And the guys are all wearing tree hats, and they're like, one of us is gonna get kicked out of the band tomorrow. We gotta focus. And then the next joke is the best runner of the show. James then says, my money's on Logan, that Logan's gonna be the one to get kicked out of the band. And Logan's like, mean! And then Camille pops up. She's in this Mexican wrestler costume. And she says, oh, I didn't get the part, but what's going on, guys? And they point to Wayne. And she's like, well, when did Wally Dooley move back to the Palmwoods? And they're like, who? We're like, Wally Dooley. He must be up for a bad boy role. And she tells them that they worked on the TV show called The Magic Middle School together. And he played the character, the Towel Boy. And then it cuts to a little, like, clip of what the magic middle school was. And if you look at the screen, it says SnoobTube, which is kind of a play on YouTube, obviously. And we see a clip of the magic middle school, maybe like a play on Wizards of Waverly Place. And if you notice, though, in the back it says, like, go Wolves, and the Wolves is the mascot of this magic middle school. That's the same wolf that is used in the other Scott Fellow show, which is Nez Declassified School Survival Guide. I know how to talk. Nez Declassified School Survival Guide. Their mascot at their middle school is the Wolves, so, you know, that Nickelodeon crossover connection. What's up? So they see Wayne or Wally Dooley in this clip, and he's kind of a dork. Nothing like a bad boy, though, when they thought. They're like, so he's not from Detroit, like he said? Camille then states that he grew up in Dallas in a mansion, and his dad was rich because he invented toast on a rope, which I don't know what that even means. Nickelodeon, come on. You know how Nickelodeon just says, like, really strange things? But we're children, and we just accept them. But now it's like, what? I don't need that. I don't need that taking up space in my mind. And Kendall then says, he's going to try and kick us out of our band? Well, we're going to kick him out of our band because we don't need some fakey poser. And Wayne's walking up behind him again. And they're all like, Kendall, stop. And Kendall once again says, he's behind me, isn't he? And then Camille just goes, hey, Wally. And Wayne's like, hey, Camille. And this is the first time we see Wayne take off his glasses, so we actually see who he is, or see what he looks like. And he tells them that, guys, this whole town is full of phonies, and nobody cares. But what do you guys think of Wayne Rush? But then Carlos says, dude, once Gustavo finds out you're a phony, and then James adds, you're out. Oh, this script is amazing. And he's like, guys, Gustavo's a joke. Griffin has all the powers, and he's gonna do whatever I say. And he's gonna get rid of whoever I want, and I think it's gonna be Kendall. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because you can't stop the Wayne train. And then they try to... and then him and the posse do this thing. They're, like, walking backwards, and they're like, chugga, 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 chugga. And they do it for, like, a couple seconds, and then he goes, wait, no, stop, this isn't cool, no. But they were doing this chugga chugga chugga, and they were committed, and that's what made it great. I thought it was funny. sometimes these shows have some gems. So the guys head over to Rock Records to tell Gustavo that Wayne is a fraud, he's not a real bad boy, and how he wants to kick Kendall out of the band. But then Gustavo says, really? I would have bet on Logan. And then they all laugh, because that's what James said earlier. And then Logan's comeback is, well, you would have lost. And Kelly goes, guys, we can't let Wayne kick Kendall out of the band. What are we going to do? And Gustavo's like, nothing. And they're like, wait, no. Gustavo, we can't let this poser ruin your band. And Gustavo just kind of sighs and goes, guys, this isn't my band, okay? It's Griffin's. He has all the power, okay? Look, I haven't had a hit in a while, and this band is my way back on top. And until I get back there, I have to do what Griffin says. And Kendall goes, but we'll team up and we'll need cool nicknames. And James says, I'll be Falcon. And Logan says, I'll be Snowman. And Carlos pulls out a tree hat. And he's like, you'll need a tree hat. I know how to talk. And he puts one on his Gustavo's head and he goes, no tree hats. And he's like, Gustavo, we can come up with a plan. And Kelly's like, well, they have really good plans. Just based on the last two episodes where they were able to convince Gustavo to go to the Palmwood school and to trick an entire construction site to build a teen crib in their apartment, they're pretty good with plans. But Gustavo's like, no, I'm not gonna do any of your plans. I don't wanna get in trouble. Now here are your lyric sheets and you're gonna sing for Griffin in an hour. And he has each of them and he writes their names on them. He goes, James, Logan, Kendall, and Carlos. And he writes their names on them and he hands it to them and he's like, study them, learn them, got it? And they all look at them and they shrug. They're like, sure. So we're back at the apartment and Katie's like, Mom, I'm gonna go to the pool. And her mom runs in and is like, no, you can't go to the pool until the axe murderer is caught. But you can play with Molly. And Katie does not want to play with Molly. She thinks she's creepy. And she confesses to her mom. She's like, I was kidding. There's no axe murderer. He's just a maintenance man. I was lying. The police came. They said everything's fine. And she's like, I can prove it to you that he works here. And she looks out the window by the pool and Buddha Bob is like, revving a chainsaw. And she's like, look, Mom, come here, look. And as soon as Mrs. Knight is walking, Bitters walks by, but his sweater's over his head, so it looks like he has no head. And it looks like Buddha Bob cut off his head. And Katie's just like, ugh, unbelievable. And she goes, no, Mom, don't look. I'll go hang out with Molly. And she goes, Molly, tag, you're it. And Molly's at the door, ribbons in her hair, pink little dress, a lollipop, you know, typical Molly stuff. And so turns out, Bitters had the sweater over his head because his new sweater can't fit over his head. And he's like, why can't they make holes big enough for plus size heads? Which I didn't know was a size. This is when Katie talks to Buddha Bob and she's like, listen, my mom thinks you're an axe murderer. And he goes, oh, that's why she always screams when he sees me. Katie then says, you're gonna fix this. I'm gonna unplug my TV. I'm gonna call maintenance. That's you. You'll come out without your chainsaw and show her you're normal-ish. And Buddha Bob goes, okay, that's fine. And then Molly runs up behind her and goes, tag, you're it. This is fun. And Buddha Bob looks at Katie and says, is it just me? Or is she kind of creepy? And Katie's like, I know, right? So Katie's not the only one that thinks Molly's kind of creepy. Then we're back in the studio. It's Logan, Carlos, and James, and Wayne all at the mics. Griffin and his lackeys. We got Wayne's posse in the back. Gustavo and Kelly. And they're all in the booth. And Griffin's like, why are we waiting? And Kelly says, we're missing Kendall. And he goes, so you got rid of Kendall. And he turns on the microphone and he says, my money was on Logan. And Logan gets all upset and says, why does everybody keep saying that? And then Griffin says, let's hear our new bad boy band. And then Kendall walks in. He's wearing all black. He's got boots, a bracelet. He's got this vest, eyeliner. And he's like, yeah, let's hear it. And then Wayne gets into Kendall's face. And Carlos is like, ooh, it's a bad boy off. And Gustavo and Kelly are like, no. And Griffin's like, wait, no, that sounds interesting. And Kendall's like, you know what they say about bad boys? They like breaking stuff. And so then Kendall takes a mic stand and breaks one of Gustavo's records. And Griffin's like, yeah, you're right. Bad boys do like breaking things. And then Wayne's like, oh, I can be even badder. So now Wayne breaks three of Gustavo's records. And Griffin goes, ooh, round one goes to Wayne. Somebody ring a bell. And then his assistant behind him brings out this bell and goes, ding, ding. And Griffin's like, perfect, what's next? And then we see Wayne in the booth recording a rap. He's like, boo-ba-doo. Oh, I didn't like that at all. His posse's really into it. The guys don't like it. Kendall comes out of nowhere, shoves Wayne against the wall, and he's like, your rhymes are weak, mine fit like a glove. Gustavo's got a face only a mother could love. And Gustavo freaks out, and Kelly's got to hold him back. But Griffin says, round two goes to Kendall. I can't wait for round three. We pan out, we're outside of the studio, and Gustavo's office door is closed, but all we hear is like construction sound and like crashing, and turns out Kendall's in there destroying it. He comes out, Kendall, and he chucks a sledgehammer. And Gustavo's like, he destroyed my office, my music awards, and he used my drawer as a bathroom. And he says, bad boys go where they want. And Griffin's like, that's new. Add it to the bad boy list, Griffin. So this makes Wayne freak out, and he's like, no, I'm the bad boy. And Carlos goes, dude, he went in his desk. And Wayne's like, no, I'll show all of you. And he decides to kick Griffin in the crotch. And when Griffin goes down, he goes, kumbaya. So Griffin gets back up, and his two lackeys grab Wayne, and he says, big time rush should only be four people. And he's like, you can't fire me out of the contract. And he says, you have to put me in the band. And he says, I have to put you in a band, just not this one. And so they take Wayne away, and Kendall goes, but I don't want to wear these clothes all the time, and I won't turn my back to my friends. And Griffin says, fine. They all wave bye-bye to Wayne. And Gustavo goes, you, nice work. And they all get excited. They're all like, woo, we did it. And Kelly's like, wait, but he smashed and he went in your... And then Gustavo confesses that he teamed up with the hockey heads. Kelly's confused because she's like, I was here the whole time. When did you plan this? And it turns out when Gustavo was writing their names on the lyric sheets, it turns out he was actually writing, get rid of Wayne. And Kelly's like kind of upset. She's like, I'm part of this team too. Like, why didn't you let me know? And they're like, you're a terrible actress, faker, liar. And then she tries to fake cry and they don't believe her. She's like, yeah, you're right. And then they all cheer because Wayne's gone and the band is not changed and they get to be themselves. Back at the Palmwoods, Katie's plan to show Mrs. Knight that Buddha Bob is a regular maintenance man and not an axe murderer kind of goes awry. Because as soon as Buddha Bob enters the apartment, Mrs. Knight hits him with a frying pan. The boys come in. Kendall's like, hey, Mom, I'm a bad boy. And James says, what's the maintenance guy doing on the floor? And Mrs. Knight's like, oh, maintenance guy. So she finally now knows that Buddha Bob is in fact the maintenance guy and not an axe murderer. Kendall then says, we should see what Wayne's new band is. And they turn on the TV and he's in a band called the Ziggle Zaggles. And they're all in one colored like shirts and pants. It's like the Wiggles basically. So picture that. And they're singing a song about bananas. Typical Wiggles, Ziggle Zaggles move. So there's breaking news, and there's a police chase in progress. And the car is believed to be driven by Molly Fisher, who Katie's like, wait, that's Molly! And it turns out she's a 20-year-old con actress posing as an 11-year-old to land jobs in Hollywood. And Katie's like, I told you she was weird! And Buddha Bob's like, you got that right. But then Buddha Bob's like, walks behind them, and he's holding a whisk and a coffee mug. That doesn't make sense either. And then Kendall goes, Mom, isn't that your rental car? And Mrs. Knight's like, yep. So turns out Molly stole the car. So guys, that was Big Time Bad Boy. Great episode. So the only song we heard in the episode was City Is Ours. They performed it in the beginning of the episode in the studio. I really like that song. It's going to come up many more times in the series. My favorite character this episode, I think, was Gustavo, actually, because he was kind of tough in the beginning, but then he admitted his faults and he teamed up with the guys in a really clever way. And I thought that was great, and it kind of shows us a different side of Gustavo, which I love. And then my favorite part, I think, was the runner, where everybody thought if they were going to kick someone out of the band, it would be Logan. Logan is the butt of a lot of jokes, but I like that one. It's pretty good. So guys, that was Big Time Bad Boy. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for future episodes. Can't wait to talk about the next one, which is Big Time Love Song, where we meet a certain someone for the first time. If you guys could also follow the Instagram for the podcast, which is at Big Time Podcast, that'd be great. Tell your friends, tell other rushers, tell everyone you know about the podcast, and then have them go watch Big Time Rush on Netflix. It's just something to do, guys. Something fun to do. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.